bullfrogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bullfrogs and spring frogs.
What's a spring frog?
Spring frog, green striped. Bullfrog, darker than a spring frog.
How big is a spring frog?
About like a small bullfrog, probably 4 or 5 inches long.
Mm-hmm. What about those tiny little frogs?
The rain frogs.
Uh-huh. They're different from the spring frogs.
Yeah, they get around. They don't hardly ever get in the water. There's a little frog, a little green frog gets in the water. Have you got it ready?
I might get it sometime Friday night.
Might get it Friday night. What's the
matter?
What is that?
Rain. Soil and conservation.
Well, I thought they had it. I wish we had them books out where you can take one of them home, are you?
It's gonna 12 pages more than what it was last year.
We had, 42 pages last year?
54. So the booklets
in there? You can give her one of them last year books, Jerry.
Yeah, I'd love to see them. What about the kind of frog that hops around on the land?
Toad frog.
Okay. And something that you'd see in a freshwater stream if you pick up a rock that's got claws on it like this?
Yeah. Grampus or...
Huh?
Grampus.
What's that?
Or crawfish. Crawfish probably what you're talking about.
What's a grampus?
Grampus, he don't get hardly ever get in the water, but he looks a whole lot like a crawfish. They say he's on dry ground. He gets bigger than a crawfish. I've seen him where they'd be 4 or 5 inches long. Let's take it with you. The one last Grandpa. Year's.
You don't mind? No. Well, thank you. Grandpa. Get a dress for she leaves. We'll Grandpa. Get her a new one.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it. The hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle.
What different kinds of turtles are there?
Well, there's soft shell and alligator, loggerheads. I don't know what them old yellowheads is.
We always call them street
turtles. They are hard. They ain't much meat nothing to them. They just grow pretty big, but they ain't nothing to them.
Are these all water?
Yeah.
What about the ones on the land?
Gopher. Turtle and terrapin and gophers.
Mm-hmm. And a kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Yeah. All kind of bugs. Yeah. Lightning bugs, but they don't fly into the light very much. Mm-hmm. They fly around at night. And mosquitoes and mosquito hawks.
Any other name for mosquito hawks?
No, I know of.
Did you ever hear of dragonfly or snake doctor?
No, I haven't.
What about Have you ever heard of a candlefly or miller?
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah.
What?
Candlefly.
What do they look like?
Well, they're small, they're real soft, and look kind of on the order of a butterfly, only they're small.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Ant.
What about, like, bees? And
yeah,
what?
Bees sting you. Bees, wasps, and hornets, yellow jackets.
Uh-huh. What kind of nest does a yellow jacket build?
You'd build a hole in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. What about the wasps? How many of those would be in one nest?
Oh, sometimes 100 of them or more.
100?
Little ones where they in a wasp nest.
Uh-huh. 100 what?
Small wasps.
Uh-huh. What about something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
Dirt dauber.
Do they sting?
No, they don't bite you.
And little red insects that get on you if you go blackberry picking?
Red bug.
Uh-huh.
That's what gets on deer.
And
some people they don't bother, and other people they eat up.
What can you do to get them to go?
Kerosene. Best thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, what is it, oxygen soap?